is speaking to reporters in Juba today. John Agandeng, chairperson of Parliament's Information Committee, said civil servants have suffered for years as a result of the government's inability to pay salaries on time. Agandeng says the National Legislative Assembly expects the delay in payments to end immediately.
We are no more going to accept the delay more than 1 month. No, we are not going to accept that. Get it from me and say it, let everybody hear it in South Sudan. We are going to commit ourselves in every 26 days of a month. The salaries will be out.
Last week, 650 members of the National Legislature received $15,000 each for medical allowances. Several South Sudanese commenting on social media condemned the government's decision to give all national lawmakers $15,000 for medical expenses, saying the payment was exorbitant. They argue the government should first focus on paying the arrears of all civil servants. Despite the public outcry, Agandeng argues lawmakers and civil servants have been struggling to pay medical bills and feed their families for years now due to low salaries.
We must admit the money that paid to our people, including the army, is really nothing. And it is shameful. It is shameful to pay people who are helping you to run the country to pay them nothing. It is really shameful. So the government commit itself and say, okay, though it is very big still, let us call for supplementary.
Last month, the Transitional National Legislative Assembly passed a 1.4 trillion South Sudanese pounds budget for fiscal year 2022-2023. Agandeng says the budget includes salary structure adjustments based on President Salva Kiir's order for a 100% increase in pay and an additional 20% increase, which was announced later by the Finance Ministry. Agandeng says the supplementary budget will align salaries of civil servants with the cost of living.
With the next coming supplementary budget, we are going to enable a cleaner to buy a sack of Zora. Should it be 70 or less? If it is 100 in the market, yes, 100,000. If the sack of Zora is that one, that cleaner must get. It is a must. Because why? The sack of Zora in the market, the person who is a cleaner, maybe in my office, is a breadwinner to the family. The money that we give to a cleaner must buy something, but buy some food in their house.
South Sudan Deputy Finance Minister Agok Makur says the ministry has cleared the salary arrears of all civil servants and is working to pay salaries on a monthly basis.
For us as a Minister of Finance, we plan, as you know, before there is arrears inside and outside salary. We clear most of arrears inside. And as you know, now even now we are preparing for paying this month, October. The Minister of Finance, we need to ensure our people over the South Sudan. We are working closely in Minister of Finance so as to secure the salary as a initial and as a right of our people.
Asked how the supplementary budget will adjust salaries with the cost of living, Makur says the Council of Ministers, the Finance Ministry and Ministry of Labour are all working on ways to adjust civil servant salaries according to the market.
We know the situation facing our people because the salary given is not matching to price in market. We know this. And the Council of Ministers discussing this several times, and we discussed the four scenarios to increase the salary of workers over the South Sudan. And I need to ensure you, now we work together with the Minister of Labour, so he has to confirm to give the salary for the labourers.
Makur says the incremental increase in civil servant salaries based on prices in the market will be subject to the amount of revenue South Sudan generates. About 99% of the country's revenues come from the oil sector. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.